is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Al-Qaeda affiliate claims responsibility for attack. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack on an Ivory Coast resort that killed at least 16 on Sunday. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton, why an attack on Ivory Coast?
I think this is only really explicable in terms of the competition, the rivalry between Al-Qaeda broadly and ISIS broadly. Of course, the attacks in Sousse in Tunisia, both the attacks on the beach resort of Sousse and the earlier attack in the capital, Tunis, involved military-style attacks with assault rifles and explosives from people trained by ISIS and coming out of Libya. And, of course, Libya has been the focus of growing ISIS presence. But Al-Qaeda globally is worried about being eclipsed as a global jihadi brand by ISIS.
Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara offered condolences to the families of those killed. Turkey's military said its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes today, targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. That was after Sunday's bombing attack on Ankara killed at least 37. Alp Esmer of the VOA Turkish service is from Ankara.
The main square in Kızılay, where my high school is nearby, is also where hundreds of thousands of people change their buses, metro trains to commute from one part of the city to the other. It's always a crowded area. Maybe the only blessing, I believe, was because it occurred in Sunday evening with minimal casualties, despite more than 30 people have been killed already. But apparently during a normal weekday, the number of casualties might have been far more.
There is no claim of responsibility. Ankara has been battling a Kurdish insurgency as well as the Islamic State. This is VOA News. UN envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, began a new round of peace talks on Monday in Geneva, warning that the only alternative to the negotiations is returning to even worse war than what we had before. Speaking before a meeting with a delegation from the Syrian government, Mr. de Mistura said it's up to the people of Syria to decide their future, and the UN must help them.
Public rhetoric will try to cast iron preconditions, but this is a moment of truth and hopefully proactive chance.
He said the plan is to hold indirect talks with each side for about 10 days, then after a recess, convene the next round of negotiations beginning in early April and another one after that. A nationalist anti-immigrant party, Alternative for Deutschland, has won three seats in German regional elections, an apparent rebuke to Chancellor Angela Merkel's open immigration policy. Hannah Cleaver is a freelance reporter.
The first most surprising thing for an international audience, perhaps, is that a large number of them have told Angela Merkel, we do not like your policy of allowing migrants and largely refugees coming into Germany without any restrictions. And it seems there are a lot of people in Germany who are very unhappy with that.
Chancellor Merkel has been under growing pressure to close Germany to migrants, many of them Syrians and others fleeing war, but she's refused to impose a cap on the number of arrivals. Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets on Sunday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president, who finds herself embroiled in a corruption scandal and presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. In U.S. politics, leading Republican Party presidential contender Donald Trump is denying any responsibility for the violence that has erupted at his political rallies and is defending his supporters who've been charged with assaulting protesters.
And every once in a while, we'll have a protester get up, say something. Usually it's staged, okay? Usually it's staged. But they'll say something. We stop and we have fun. It's okay. We have fun. But you listen to these guys. I watch the morning shows. I was on the morning shows. Mr. Trump, it's terrible. You know how many people have been injured at our shows? Nobody.
Mr. Trump's Republican challengers, as well as Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, blame Trump for the marked turn in tone at his political rallies. Up next in the delegate chase will be tomorrow's primaries, where a number of states where the winner gets all the delegates, which are not split among runners-up. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.